Haggard and Al's, dead or alive.
It's a little daily game between the newsroom and studio. And Hayley Turner, still wearing your fascinator from the Melbourne Cup, I noticed.
Yes.
Well
I'll,
done.
I'll do it every
commitment.
Day.
Yeah,
yep.
That
That's
outstanding.
Mm-hmm.
We should mention she's been carrying her high heels around like a lady leaving Flemington. But since it's after six now, so you can do what you like.
Yeah, thanks for that.
Now, speaking of dead or alive, you resuscitated your chances of being successful because you won yesterday.
Oh, I won yesterday.
Karaoke dokie, took it out. So what's the score now, Albie?
39-32 to your good self.
That's all right. That's a pullback.
Yeah, I'm going to win again today. Albie, stop laughing at me.
I'm very confident.
Is that right?
How was it 39-32?
39-32.
I led by 9 yesterday and she beat me by 1.
She got 3-1.
You don't get 3 goes.
3 points to 1.
But you don't get 3 goes. She only had 2 songs.
Nugget, this has happened
she got
to
your
me before.
One.
And,
yeah. Oh, was she allowed to steal a point? Are we doing that now?
Mm. You can steal points.
Don't question it.
This is
just
totally
accept
rigged.
It.
All right.
39-32. You've got a huge lead.
Okay.
At the
no, no, no.
7 points.
Those numbers didn't add up, Trumpy. Okay. Point stealing is on. I didn't realize that was a thing.
Yep, it is from now.
All right. So, simply, I was going to give us a name of someone famous.
Yep.
Hales and I have got to work out whether they're dead or they're alive. Mm.
Let's start easy. Hayley, first one for you.
Mm-hmm.
Marie Fredriksson from Roxette.
I would say
she's the lady.
I'd say she's still with us.
Was Per the bloke? Was it Marie and Per?
Per Gessel?
Yeah.
His name was
that actually his name?
Mm. Per.
How and do you forget a name like
Marie
that?
Marie Fredriksson from Roxette. Is she still with us?
Yep.
Very easy.
No more.
Yeah, I'm going to say yes.
She's still with us, you believe?
How old is she?
Albie.
Well, she's no longer with us.
Because I was about to throw it out there and I was about to attempt to steal and go, I think she's dead.
Mm.
And the reason I know, remember we had a conversation with a Swedish couple about it late last year, you and I.
She died last year at the age of 61 from a long, long cancer battle.
Oh, I didn't know. That's so sad.
Mm, it is.
And thank you for not giving me the chance to steal the point.
Sorry.
That's obviously only Hayley's allowed
You've
to
got
do
to be
that.
Quick. No points there for Hayley.
No point to any of this, really.
Now, Nug.
Yes.
We're going back to the days of Charlie's Angels.
Yes. How much harder is this going to be?
Cheryl Ladd, who took over from Farrah Fawcett.
Yes, and Farrah's no
longer
with us.
In the second season, which ran from 77 to 81, she stayed right to the end. Cheryl Ladd, is she still with us or no more?
Farrah's no longer with us. The beautiful Kate Smith, who was one of the other angels, she's still with
us. Cheryl Ladd played the role of Chris Munro.
And I think Cheryl Ladd is still with us as well, angels.
Still with us, you think Cheryl Ladd is still with us?
Good to hear.
Yes,
good
I'm
to
so
hear.
Glad for her.
You're glad for Cheryl and her family, not for me.
No, this is so inappropriate.
Second one for you, Hannah. Of course, we lost Sean Connery the other day, James Bond.
I still can't.
What about Roger Moore?
You're not a sportsman, Mr. Bond. Why did you break off the encounter with my pet python?
I discovered he had a crush on me.
Ah, you can't write those
vintage
lines.
Vintage Bond banter.
Roger Moore,
mate,
one of the vintage
I feel like
James Bonds.
I'm just going to take a guess at this because I have no idea. Are you going to give me some sort of an eye thing? Or
stop helping
No, I'm looking straight ahead.
He's blinking in Morse code.
I've got blinkers
looking
like the
Albie
horses
like,
in the Melbourne Cup.
Come on, Albie. You and I got this. Albie's actually covering his face right now.
How bad would he be at poker?
I know, terrible.
Roger Moore.
Okay, I'm going to go with still with us.
Still with us?
I'm going to wager that Roger Moore is no longer with us, unfortunately.
Oh, man.
And Nugget, you are correct.
Yes!
Roger Moore.
This point stealing thing is great. Is,
no, that doesn't work.
Passed
for
away in 2017. This is ironic, though. He died at the age of 89. In 2017, and of course, Sean Connery
seamless
passed away at the age of 90.
Because you recall, Alan, randomly last year, last year or the year before, the internet blew up with a story that Roger Moore had died, and we went, wait a minute, he died like 2 years ago.
Mm.
Out of the blue, one of those weird internet things, stories everywhere about the death of Roger Moore, but it actually happened 2 years prior.
That's so strange when that happens.
2-0.
It is 2-0. So,
but if you win, you only get 1 point.
No, fascinator.
So basically, you've won, haven't you?
Do I get my second go?
Yes, you do.
No, but you don't get to keep the extra point.
Yeah, I do.
And I've gone with...
Now that we can steal points, you're in trouble.
We've
is
gone
this for
with...
me?
No. I had your two and failed miserably.
Stephen King.
Oh, that's Pennywise.
That's the music from It.
That
Stephen
still
King.
Scares me.
He's the king of horror movies and books, etc.
He is a horrifyingly brilliant writer.
Yes.
And he has been very, very vocal in the last few months with his tweets about President Trump, who he think is more evil than anything he's ever created in his books. And if he's still tweeting, he's still breathing. Stephen King's still alive.
He's alive.
Oh, my God. We can rename this segment The Sledging.
Sounds like a Stephen King book. The Sledging.
The Sledging.
I'm trying to throw him off the track because I know he doesn't like Pennywise the Clown.
No, but I do read like books and things, just not Pennywise. 3-0. Is that 1 point you pulled back yesterday, Hales?
That's a
3-point. How's that looking?
I just feel Albie didn't. Albie, you let me down today.
42-32.
I was looking straight at you.
I know, I was trying.
For a win. What were you trying to do? I didn't understand it.
Even the
messages by mental telepathy.
In the face of rampant collusion. I continue to dominate. There's a lesson for the kids out there.
So what game are we into tomorrow?
Tomorrow being Wednesday, I think it's What's My Line.
What's My Line? Okay, and you're good at those,
I'm all right. I'm all right.
Don't feel too dejected.
Depends how much help you get.
It's always another day.
See you, Hales.
Okay, bye.